Yo, this thing is crazy. It's the Fots.
You heard.
Yo, it's your boy Don.
And this is Mike. We back at it like a crack addict on corporate.
Corporate blocks.
Social media.
Boardroom.
Boardroom, influencer. Billboard. Didn't you say billboard?
Billboards.
Billboard streets.
Everywhere.
You know what I'm saying?
What's good, bro?
Chilling. My hat's backwards, so you already know I'm ready for business.
Hat's backwards, so that means there's some things to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my hat backwards is, I haven't had my hat backwards in probably, I don't know, about 40 years. You know what it is? You know what it is? To be honest with you, I just feel like I'm at an age where I shouldn't be wearing my hat backwards anymore.
Yeah, but that's like the D-Tex when you see them. That's how you know that they're not the D-Tex. They be having your hat backwards looking crazy, but yo, bro, you're a cop. Cut it out.
With the ill black boots.
With the ill black boots.
You know what it is? It's Police Navidad.
That's how you know they're cops. They're walking around like, bro, just turn your hat. Don't even bother.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. So today I'm Mike, a.k.a. the D-Tech the show.
The a.k.a. the D-Tech.
I don't know. I just felt, you know.
You felt like you felt like Billy Joel. Yeah, got a wire. It looks like you have a wire on.
You know what I'm saying? Innocent, but it says an innocent man. How funny
is
that?
Yeah, great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So how's your week so far?
Week so far has been good. I'm still on the meal prep. I brought my little Fred Flintstone lunchbox.
I hear you.
Flintstone's an old cartoon.
Yeah, but I also had my my shake this morning.
You know what I mean?
I got my salad this time. No homo. No meat. Pause.
No Charles Barkley.
No.
American beef.
No meat. Just pure vegetables and stuff.
Nah. That's what's up. It's good that, you know, that we're on this kind of health kick.
You know what I'm saying?
Together. You know what I mean?
I can breathe.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. Like, yeah. I'm focused on my steps.
Yeah.
So the trainer guy is like, yo, you got 10,000 steps. I check in every Sunday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, check.
So last week, he was like, we just got to get, because I was at about, my average was about 8,600.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, really want to get to 10,000. So yeah, yesterday, I was super focused.
On your 10,000
steps?
Yo,
it's hilarious. My wife is looking at me. I'm walking like this. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, trying to get my steps in.
Crazy. The crazy part is, I got to get a new watch, because I was doing the same thing a few weeks back.
Yeah,
and no lie, I was on some, like, I was doing some bachata, and I can't dance bachata, that's how I got my steps in. I was in there like.
Yeah, but you know what it is now? My wife, oh, baby, you want to walk the dog? Get your steps in. So now she don't walk the dog.
Oh,
now it's all me because I got to get my steps in, but I'm all good.
Nah, it's good, man. I'm going to just go to a Zumba class.
Yes, dude.
I know. There's some real crazy Zumba classes out there I seen the other day, and I'm like, I might have to. We might have to attend.
He said, "Maybe."
Kind of crazy. I got invited to one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk offline.
Off camera.
Yeah.
That's the Patreon.
Yeah, the Patreon.
Yeah, Don's Zumba class.
Now the Zumba class is crazy. It's crazy. Yo, nowadays it's just it's very interesting with the workout aspect of like getting together, getting yourself together in some sense of the word. It's they say Instagram is crazy. The gym is crazy.
No. I see that. And yeah. I'm there in such a different capacity now.
Yeah.
And I sit there and it's like, I talk about people watching. And you just sit there and it's just like, it's hilarious.
It's crazy. Sometimes I got to check these men and tell them, yo, bro, you can't really stare like that. You're making it super obvious. No, real quick, I got to tell this quick story. So there's this girl. She was by doing the weights, right?
Bench press.
Yeah, whatever.
Right? Yes, dude.
Right? Cause you know, cause bench press.
Mikey, this get one your is, man. Get your nah, man.
Nah,
Mikey.
Hold up.
What is this called?
Nah. Cause this is the one that it clicks. It's almost like it helps you, right?
But, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't know if it was a bench press or not. Nah, my bad. Is. Yeah. So, but then the way she faced that her privates was out this way. So she had it here. And she's doing this motion.
Oh, for the hips.
Yeah.
Right? Is that for your hips or your back?
Yeah. And so
when you lift up like that?
Yeah. So this dude is doing like an arm press. He's just like, I had to tap your man, like, yo, my man. Yo, because it wasn't, I felt uncomfortable. Yeah, yo, bro. I had to be like, yo, bro, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it's almost like it snapped for him, too. Like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, yeah, you can't do that.
Yo, y'all be thirsty out here.
Yeah, super thirsty. I better stop. You know, and she looked and she smiled and laughed, but I was like gazed down and I kept it pushing because She laughed, but I didn't even look at her when she laughed. I just like, you know, let me just put this gaze on the floor and let me keep it pushing, going to this elliptical.
This whole, like you said, this whole fitness thing, and it's crazy because I was telling you about the show I was watching.
Yeah.
On Hulu.
On Hulu, right? Yeah. Hulu,
we didn't get the bread for it, but I'm sorry. Hulu, Age of Influence.
Age of Influence.
Right? And one of the topics, so what this show is about, mm-hmm. is about, it seems like it's like people that are scamming on social media, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, crazy. TikTok. Yeah, it's crazy. And there was one person that had a fitness aspect, right? I don't want to drop the name or whatever. But it was a fitness situation that one person, like, she got a huge following on mm-hmm. this. It was like a social media thing. I think they said it was during the pandemic. And somebody else was just like getting random messages that this was causing gastrointestinal, all types of stuff. And it was supposed to be so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come to find out there was a lot of people that were, there was a lot of stuff happening with that. Like they were getting really, really sick on this program.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But she built the following.
What, was it a scam?
No, what they were trying to say is that some of the products in there mm-hmm. were not healthy, and then
It wasn't FDA approved.
Yeah, all of those type of aspects.
That's crazy.
But it's like that was on it. Like you got to watch the show.
Yeah, yeah. Because
there was another one where there was a woman
mm-hmm.
That it was called Fantastic Adventures on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of kids, right, making mad bread,
mm-hmm.
but behind the scenes she was starving them. Beating them, all types of stuff, bro. And it's all off of social media. Like, and it's crazy, right? Another dude was making mad bread, giving out mad bread. Mm-hmm. He kidnapped somebody.
That's crazy.
And this is the thing, like, with this, it's like, when I was watching it,
mm-hmm.
clearly I thought of us and what we're involved with.
Yeah.
And it's just
as far
like,
as social media stuff.
Not kidnapping nobody.
Please.
No GI situations, no kidnapping. But the thing is that, we get so accustomed, like we see something,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like for those moments, whatever, however long, I forget how long that they were on, let's just say, or doing their thing. For those moments, it's like, yo, they look like they're killing it, right? As far as money and all this type of stuff. And
them
it's
clips.
Like, what made me think,
highlights.
Yeah, what made me think was like, damn, that person had, let's just say, a good 5-year run, right? Now, would you want to do that? But now you're either in jail or any of this.
For 25 years.
Right. This is what I'm saying. And it's just crazy how this world that we live in is so, so much about the
moment. But it's nowadays it's more highlight driven, right? So so that goes to show you that a person can show their highlights and the outside perspective of it is that they're killing it. When in all actuality, they're either hurting somebody in behind the scenes, like starving those kids,
mm-hmm.
or you know, running some type of Ponzi scheme or stealing money, not having products that are FDA approved because they're now hurting people. And the thing is that's why when we had that conversation with Cheeks, like, is it real or is it not? Like, it's like it is real, but it's not. And how do we as a company, like, start showcasing that the stuff that we do is real when we have to fight against a fucking pool of shit?
No, that's what I'm saying. There was another one with steroids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody had asked me if I was on steroids. I said, relax.
I've only been doing it two weeks. He's in the gym, you are?
but no, it's just crazy to me, like, what we live in, like, this world that we live in.
Yeah.
And it's so, like you said, it's the highlights, right? So that's why, even with what we're doing, the reels, you get more views on the reels because of short attention span than the actual, you know, than the actual long form of the pod when you subscribe to YouTube or you know, this group media, Fox Pod, and when you subscribe to our stuff and watch the whole thing. But that's what it is. It's like all of these things, all of these pieces, right? And people are so, like, I know we say short attention span, but it's really bad, bro. Like, think about it. You can't go to Instagram and send somebody to YouTube, right, without... And this is even a process.
Yeah.
A link in your story.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go and do that.
Yeah.
And you still don't do that. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so short. Like, yo, it's crazy.
Yeah, but bro, think about it. The reason why is because everything's so fast. Even love, like, even, you know, people having sex, is people are meeting people instantly it's
yeah,
it's
like
the,
this.
It's, yeah, it's, yeah, that's it. It's the swipe left or right, you know, thing. But that's what's happening. Everything is so instant,
right?
You know, instantly cooked.
Yes,
everybody's that's where the short attention span is. You think about it too. Even with when you send somebody's even a message, they only read now. I've noticed it. People only read like the first sentence,
yeah.
And then they want to have a conversation opposed to reading everything, and then you know, and having some type of an intelligent like rebuttal. But it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah,
like I mean, from outside with us, it's different.
Yeah, I just hope it comes back to at least some sort of like. Because everything is short, right? You got the abbreviations, WTF and LOL and all of these things. Shout out Rachel. But even okay, people just write K.
Yeah.
It's only two letters.
First and foremost, if a man texts me K, I'm not responding. Okay? I'm sorry. My son texted me K. I was like, yo, bro, yo, put that O behind it. He was like, why, Dad? I said, because that's reserved for other type of, that's reserved for the opposite sex. He's like, oh, okay. I said, yeah. So when a man texts me K, I don't respond. I'm sorry. That's just me. I don't respond. And I'll be like, I am my G. Like, you know what I mean? Like, later on, they'll probably hit, you know
what I mean? He's hilarious. The views expressed by my co-hosts are not those of...
The views are expressed by my co-hosts. But I'm not saying I'm... Well, damn, it could be taken any different way, but that's just the fact, though.
This is why I love you, bro. You are great.
The K ting when I do them ting, them I do.
No academics, right?
Yeah. I can't even say what he says, but
No, I know.
Yeah.
Might as well. might as well.
That shit is funny. But
it's all right. Let's
go back to it. Let's roll it back
Let's reel it back in.
But at the end of the day, bro, it's like you said that everything is short. So even the way people are even responding, because on your phone, you can put shortcuts to certain things too as well. So it just depends on, it depends on who you're talking to,
right?
And actually, the way people are responding to whatever action they see. But it's nobody's doing none of that no more. Nobody's really thinking anymore as much. Like even with the stuff that's going on overseas, everybody has an opinion and nobody's listening.
No, but what you said, you could have put a period right there. No, not everybody is thinking as much.
Word.
People just aren't thinking, right? And it's just, how do I get to the next? How do I get quick? Here, there. Okay, got this message. And, bro, look at our phone, bro. We got 100 text messages, group chats, right? So it could sit there. Literally, I could be on a Zoom, and then I'm like this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because it depends, right? It depends on what it is. And then it used to be that was, like, rude.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you can have a conversation with somebody. We could be talking, and texting at the same time is not rude anymore.
Nah, for sure.
Like, that's just what it is. Like, yo, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, please, you know, but some people, I still say, listen, I'm not being rude. I just have to.
I do
the same thing.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just crazy how this world and this game, especially the one that we're in, it's kind of trying to bring some, I don't like using the word old school, right? Like. Because
it sounds like we're being you're hating on the younger generation.
Yeah, but it's just like there's certain cores and certain things that I think need to come. There has to be a medium. I think we've kind of went so far to the fact of using that, you know, okay kind of thing. Like, yo, you can't type two letters now. Like, it's really that bad. You know what I mean? And it's like we got to have some sort of conversation and some sort of substance, and then we wonder why, like what you said, it's all of society. It's the relationships is short. Everything is short. It's short. It's like, yo, that's why divorce rates are up, because nobody sits there and works through things anymore.
But divorce rates is up in every religion, though. So like, people don't just think it's just a certain type of people.
Yeah,
like every faith based system is going through that.
Well, because I think it's based off of society. Like, think about it. All of the, and I go back to my grandmother. You never talk about religion or politics in the bar.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
But
we're not talking about it. But
But the thing is that society is just super microwave. I think we've spoken about it like crazy, and it's just like everybody thinks everything is easy now.
But so look, the other day I talked to one of my little guys, You know what I mean? He's like, you know, one of my little, you know, one of the little mentors that you, mentees that you try to mentor. And he's like, yeah, man, I got a new girl, man. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what are you, speed dating? He's like, what? I said, bro, you just told me you loved the girl 3 months ago. Is it the same girl? He said, nah, yo, you know. I said, bro, it's only been 9 months. How many girls you talked to already? He's like, maybe like 4. I said, yo, that sounds like speed dating to me.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, speed. He said, what's speed dating? I said, you go, sit down, and meet somebody. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? What's going on? And it's a thing, and you keep going around the table. I said, you're just doing it for 3 months. Yeah. And like increments. Yeah. Crazy.
But love is short, right? Even to get love, for you to say to somebody, I love you, is now, it used to be, damn, you got to kind of see and take the time or whatever.
Yeah, nobody
wants to see the time. Now, love is watered down.
Yeah,
work is watered down. Like awesome. These words are words that are just super watered down. When we were on with Zoe, shout out Zoe,
conversations with Zoe was good.
Soon forward.
Soon forward.
Anyway, like he was asking about definitions of the name, and you know, I really feel like words are defined by the person.
Yes.
Like they really, really are. Like you can have, you know, Webster's Dictionary. Dictionary is an old book that used to have all the names in it.
if you need a dictionary, you don't know the word, you can also use a thesaurus.
Yeah, all of these things. But it's like, you know, you define the word. You define whatever the word is. And that's where I think there's people that have conversation and they bump heads.
Yeah.
Right? See, the beauty in especially for us from a business standpoint, is you and I have pretty much the same definition of these words.
Trust, honesty,
those words, okay, work is pretty much the same. It's not like, damn, Don, you're not like, yo, Mike, damn, said you were working, but what's going on? Yeah, like, we know what it is, but what happens is that when you have somebody like us, right, let's just say, and partner with another company, and they sit there and they say that this is work.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really? Is it really? And That's their version of work.
Yeah,
it's not ours.
But I think also too, that's because of the day and age that we're in with social media, the information is coming out like this too. So everybody thinks that, you know, okay, I listen to, you know, whatever guru, suppose, because everybody's gurus, and you know, and they tell me a tip on how to create financial wealth in an hour.
Yeah,
right?
So
that's also even fast information, not knowing that person that gave the information had a test of maybe 10,000 hours of it and then cramped it down into 1 hour. Right. That doesn't mean it's in an hour you're going to be successful. But the aspect of how people are getting the information and they're doing that, it's become that. It's become this like this fast pace, I need it now, give
100%.
Me time. And then even with work, it's like, you've asked people, what does work look like to you? And everybody's perception is different.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's just, bro, you know, my word I've been using a lot lately?
What's that?
Boggles.
It boggles you?
It boggles my mind how people sit there and look at work. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because of what the work that we put in, we put in work, we put in hustle. Our definition.
Yeah.
Today's definition, different.
Yeah.
Not saying ours is better. Ours is a little bit more physically intensive and sweat, right? Because we didn't have the phone.
Yeah.
To be able to do that.
And we're pulling up.
Yeah, yeah. But think about that. For anything, if it's, you know, dating or whatever, we couldn't sit in our pajamas and just be like this. You had to go out. I was going out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Or you're going on Black Planet. You know what I'm saying?
This
you put it in the AOL and you hear the noise. And then Black Planet comes up and then you scrolling. And then, you know what I mean? And then you catch a little thing. And then from there, then you may go on a date from Black Planet. I mean, I went on a few dates on Black Planet.
Nah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
But I guess that was the conditioning to now.
Huh?
I think that was the conditioning to now.
Well, of course. That was the evolution of dating.
Yeah, definitely was. But you still had to go out. See, that's the thing.
Like what you're saying, though,
to even bring it back to that, you still had to go out. Most people now are curating their relationships via the phone.
100%.
You ask somebody, like, did you meet this person? Nah, I have never met them.
Right.
That's where the term of, like, catfishing has come around, because these people are having these year-long, like, relationships, and they haven't met that person. Mm-hmm. So the importance of social media, what social media has done is it made the world small and then big at the same time.
100%.
And then on top of that, it's also false, you know, it's what they say, false expectations, something, it's like a false expectations on what people on the other side of the screen is. Because that could be, you know, somebody that want to hurt you.
Right.
And I think people's perception, because they're not interacting with people as much as anymore, they're just buying into it. And that's why kids, you know, nowadays we got to govern our children because of what social media is.
Yeah, and I don't think that anybody also understands as far as, like, everybody is so conditioned for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So when you talk about everything is on the phone, right, there is no emotion from the phone.
None.
There's no emotion from the text. There's none of that. None. So if your relationships are all in your ears, and you just see, and it's just typing, and you're texting, you, whatever somebody says to you, you're receiving it as you think that you are, whereas that person may not.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing. It's like, that's the thing. I love texting, and it makes things a lot easier, but it's like you got to know the person in order to text the person, right? Like, because if I say one thing to you, right, and you say it to me, if I don't know who Don is, you could take it the wrong way. And it's like, I don't even mean it like that, right? You could be in a bad mood. And I'm telling you, try it. Like, you could read an email and read the email. You're going to be like, oh, this person said, yo, I'm, you know, dang, you know, whatever you read it, you interpret it like that. I can sit there and I can read it and be like, oh, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Nah, for sure. I've been a culprit of that too. Yeah. Like, even in business, like, people will send an email and like, is this person being arrogant?
Yeah.
But then when you talk to them in real life, it's just who they are.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like a dick. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, and that's the thing is that we're dealing with these type, like, society now.
Yep.
Getting into a career. This is now a career, and that's the thing that we're literally trying to, you know, let people know that this is a career.
Yep.
It is now, what we read is a $250 billion career.
That's crazy.
Right?
The industry itself is bringing that much money.
And that's where all this bread is coming from. And then you have the people that are the younger generation.
Yep.
I always tell people, it's a low cost of entry to become an influencer.
Very.
And this is why everybody wants to. You see the number. It's a $250 billion industry, right? And all you got to do is get one of those.
One of these.
Your mom or your dad buys you a phone.
It's a rat.
And now you shoot yourself a video, and now you can say, hey, you could say it, not saying that anybody would believe it, but you're an influencer. But now that starts the process, as opposed to us being sports guys. Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, hey, okay, now I'm in MLS or I'm in MLB.
Yep,
no, there's a process. And that's why a lot of these things are going down, as far as people wanting to, as far as kids wanting to do anything, that takes time.
So you know that. So that content creator, I'm not, you know, I think her name is Pinky Doll, like from TikTok. You know, she makes a lot of money. I don't want to paraphrase and say how much does she does make,
right.
But I know it's over like $7,000 she'll make in a day or in an hour or something like that, right? Uh-huh. So she ended up taking, let's just say, the anime role of what the Avatar stuff is, and put it into a human form, and then did that and was able to make money.
Right.
Make tons of money. It's essentially changed her life, right? Because she was also, I think, an OnlyFans girl as well, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So it changed her life in a positive way, and it showed that she didn't have to do the things that she was doing before to make money. You know what ended up happening is that she now started to scale her business.
Right.
And, you know, whoever's on her team,
right,
they trusted her to be able to scale the business. Mm. The biggest part about this is nowadays is that people don't trust their teams.
At all.
At all. Like, some of our content creators, not just ours, just in general, some of the content creators in the economy, they have been doing this so long by themselves that they forget that no man's an island, right? And it takes a team to become great.
Right.
But because they had their hands and they're so accustomed to a certain amount of money, they either don't want to share it, meaning having to give a percentage away, and they end up dropping the ball, and that's a big thing, and their companies don't want to work with them anymore. Mm-hmm. And then they want to blame other people for not helping them, and then they want to isolate themselves and say that nobody wants to help me. And then, so it's a bunch of things that's going on just because that they don't really understand the importance of a team. And you and I go through this a lot, like the battle aspect of showing content creators in general the importance of having a team.
And that's and that's the hard part is I think, again, in society, trust is lacking.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, we always put it like it's a relationship.
For sure.
Right? It's how do you trust a girl? How do you trust a guy? Whatever it is, right?
Yep.
Now, like you said, anybody, and it's not just us, anybody mm-hmm. that is building out, right? You're building out and you end up going to, let's just say management. I'm going to leave it at management, agency, mm-hmm. whatever. You go to a manager or a management company wants to come and, hey, you know, we think you're dope or whatever, yep. whatever. It's very, very difficult, like what you said, because it's the percentage, right? You've been doing it by yourself. Then it's also, does this person have my best interest? Because you hear all these stories like the show Age of Influence.
Yep.
Everybody's sitting there. You and I have heard the stories, especially with managers, that'll be like, hey, we were literally talking before about mm-hmm. somebody taking bread. Hey, I'm going to just take this bread for you to do something, and they don't do it because the manager is in a position to take money mm-hmm. and not tell the influencer, the creator, or whatever. So there's such an uphill battle that mm-hmm. you and I are fighting. And we're doing what we got to do for mm-hmm. that. But there's so many, bro, I always say, like, when you care,
mm-hmm.
life is complicated when
yeah,
you care.
For sure.
If you don't care, you can walk around and do whatever the hell you want. Because it don't matter. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what I do. It doesn't matter. You can like it, great, not. You and I actually care about who we're dealing with, what we're dealing with, you know. People coming here, making all this, a ton of money. Okay, but is your family good?
Yeah.
That's for the now. It goes back to the, hey, it's cool, good, a hot 5 years, and then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a running back.
No, but you know, too, and it's also with the almost like the big bang, right? They make all this money. They're making all the money by themselves. And then they look around, and they don't have nobody they can trust.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, where's my day ones or even my day twos? Where are the people that really have...
And they blame everybody else, like what you're saying.
Exactly. And where's the person invested interest in me? That's why I'm very, I look on like Jay and like Emery on like how, you know, Bleak and all of them on how they have like their team, OG, Juan, all of those individuals. Mm-hmm. Then you look at Kevin Hart and his team. They just did like a whole spread. And he has the original individuals that's been with him, that's been rocking that. All of them are rich. You know what I'm saying? Then you have LeBron James and his team.
Yeah.
And that they've created other businesses. And the thing is, though, is that they have shown people what, you know, how to create a business for yourself and with the people around you.
Yep.
But it's very hard for individuals that are, let's say, from an urban neighborhood that didn't trust anybody because they always had to be on guard. And now here you come with, yo, bro, with an open arms and, yo, we can help you. Right. And they're like, nah, something's up.
Yeah.
These guys want too much.
It seemed fishy.
And that's the reason why I always big up like a Mr. Beast. You know why? Because you know what he did? He came, obviously he's doing his thing, pause. He did what he had to do. But he ended up taking the people around him and all of them are lit. He put them in his videos. He created a business that he didn't need nobody else to help promote his friends. Because mm-hmm. he created his own ecosystem. Now, even the guy that's holding the camera has 5 million followers. That right there is crazy to me.
He's creating jobs for his people.
And that, but you know what it is, too? It's because he doesn't stop, right? So I think a lot of people that we know and abroad, they are in their head so much that they forget that what got them to where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is because it's the money grab, you know, you're trying to take the money from me. I don't want you around. Not knowing that you'll get more money when you have, and I'm not making a claim for you and I to be on anybody's team, but the fact that when you do have a team, that's when you actually make the most money.
Of course.
It doesn't matter about the 20%, the 10%, or whatever percent that is being taken from you because of we do a business transaction.
Right.
What about the percentage that's given to you when we're doing the work? So, you know, one of my favorite sayings as a manager, we do 100% of the work for 20% of the commission.
Right.
They don't see that.
Yeah, and you know what I saw? Speaking of the team aspect of it, I don't know if you saw this, and I forgot whose page it was on, but that Rich Paul was talking about LeBron,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, yo, he gave me a check.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how to read a check. He got a check, and I think he said it was for
$48,000. Something like that, for the year. Yep.
And he was like, what is this for? And LeBron was like, I don't know yet. He just, yo, your good vibes with me, and it was just like, hey, I'm gonna try to figure out. I need you around, and that's having like good people. And now, clearly, if you don't know who Rich Paul is, please Google him.
Yeah.
But the thing is it starts from good energy, good vibes, and it's, you know, that was his man, right? Like, yo, do you my guy?
For sure.
It's like what we say about even like a Dot and a Vic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, these are our day ones, right? Very few do we have day ones. We have a lot of day twos.
Yes. But
our day ones, it's like, hey, we're going to figure out what they're going to do because we know that we can trust them.
For sure.
Right? For whatever that is. You know what I mean? But it's, again, it goes back to society.
But, yo, you know, I met Rich Paul.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
At,
at InvestFest.
InvestFest.
I mean, we don't have a really good conversation, like a real in-depth conversation. Yeah. But it was just more of like, listening to him talk. You can understand why he is the way he is.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's very, I see his values and his morals are very similar with ours. And it's good to see that.
Yeah,
it's good to
see
good people like that because when you see a story on him, because again, like what you said, Mike and Don are not the end all be all.
Yeah, we're not.
Right? It's not like we're the saviors of the world. We are in our circle and this is what we do.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is, as from a human standpoint, it's good to have another business guy out there like a Rich Paul. And when you hear his clients talk about him, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? Because it's good nature, a good person, doing good business.
Yo,
nobody's out here fucking anybody.
And he's also doing it in stages, which is amazing. And he's showing you the stages that he's doing it. He's showing you who his partners are. He's showing you, you know, how the business is being built. Mm-hmm. He's showing you the people within this business. Right. And then he's showing you how he's building out, like, even, you know, like a line for his company.
Donovan Michael?
Well, his is Clutch.
Donovan Michael
is
going to
come in for everybody soon, but the Clutch joint with New Balance.
Yeah,
and those deals are pretty dope because that's showing people like you and I that have aspirations to elevate our business too, that we can do it.
Yeah, and I think for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, so everybody understands as far as for how we are and as far as our business, you know, we're starting here, right? The influencer space, social media, you know, it's kind of built out. It started as management. Then it grew to marketing.
Yep.
Now we're in media.
Media.
Right? And there's going to be things as they grow. And music, the whole thing is music, 100%.
Licensing.
And it's just a matter of getting good people around and putting pieces and being able to do that. And it's having the team around you, like what you're saying. So the Mr. Beast, who is the camera guy, he's doing his, you know, everybody around people. Once people buy in, and I hate using the term buy in, but that's the only term that I know like to say, is to buy into what it is. Do you feel right? And I'm talking to anybody that has a team you're trying to build out. If your gut is telling you, I'm not really sure about it, then bounce. Yeah. Get with something that you feels right, feels good. Pause, John, and just sits there, and that you can really run through a freaking brick wall for, because when you guys get to that point,
that's it.
It's over, because then that's the time when everybody can do what they do, because now what you've done is you've built something and you're a part of something and people are going to want to fuck with you because you've built something like that. You know what I mean?
And that's also with, and don't think just the money, right?
Right.
The money is actually, you know, the byproduct of everything.
Right.
So your character is what, you know, the diversity that you're going through to get to the money is what it is. So when you, sometimes you're going to end up building four teams before you get to the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, sometimes it's just the way, and we know off rip, you know what I'm saying? Most times you probably have your core people with you, and then those core people and you start building out to try to find individuals that can fit the mold of what our pillars are.
Right.
You may think that you may find these individuals, and sometimes those individuals may be chameleons because, you know, they're in a good space or with you or where you're at, so they're conforming to this. But when they get out of this environment, they become, you know, the devil that they are. It sucks to say it, right?
Right.
So, and then you kind of find out their true intentions of what it is, and then when they get back again, you know, they conform into chameleon, and you question, like, yo, is this person right for me? And then all of a sudden they start to show themselves. So then you go through those stages, and you may go through them stages. If you're blessed, you may go through that stage once.
Yeah.
If you're not, because you're consistently moving and the arm is opening up some more, you may go through it a few times.
Right.
In our case, we went through it a few times.
Right.
And now we feel that we have the team mm-hmm. that we can now ride this, you know, whatever storm does come, because I'm not saying that we're in any storms, but whatever storms do come, we can now ride out the storm with the team we had. I was telling, somebody had asked me about that analogy about the storm, right? And I said to them, like, we could do a few things. When this storm comes, right, mm-hmm. if I have five people with me and I go, yo, listen, we could do one or two, we do a few things. The storm is here, what do you want to do? We're going to stay on this boat or we're going to jump in the water together and swim it out, right? We could, that's one way, right? Or if we're in the water together and the pieces of the boats is all over the place, are those people, are you trusting enough that you and them people can build a boat in the storm, in water, right?
Is this a science fiction movie?
Or no, it's not a science fiction movie. I'm just giving these analogies. Yo, okay. Or you're on, I think there's a third one, you're in the boat with those people and you're sinking, but you're able to get the water out. Are you trusting that all three scenarios, the people that you're with, the people I'm with now,
uh-huh.
in all those three scenarios, I think the people that we have right now, we'll be able to do all of those things. We'll be able to ride it out. We'll be able to build, and we'll be able to make sure we don't sink.
No, I'm with you. And whoever's building the boat during the storm, they're running everything for us.
Facts.
They're heads of everything. In a storm, building a boat. That's crazy.
But
we want to.
But you know why I put it like that? Is because sometimes we'll be going through storms and building at the same time.
No, bro.
And that's the biggest part about this thing is that those problems that we face while we're in the storm, bro, we be looking at each other, and we be crazy. We find humor in it because it's like, yo, we have to laugh it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because most times it's like, yo, you know what? We have to pivot, and the biggest thing for us is pivoting. We love to pivot,
right.
But we like to pivot while building, and that's the best part about just business and actually knowing who you are, like, you know, knowing yourself. Knowing that you have to pivot.
And we've been doing this technically. We just literally this month made our technically. 2 year.
2 year. Yeah, technically.
2 year anniversary of this.
Yeah,
of this
technically
business.
Of the business. Yeah.
It's gonna be 3 in January. It's like we kind of started and kind of yeah. that whole thing, but really where we were locking down is technically two years.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been through a lot, like what you're saying, as far as different teams.
Mm-hmm.
We've went through free agency. We've gotten, you know what I'm saying? Like what you said, the team that we have right now, bro.
Yeah.
You know, Don and I always want to build with people.
Yep.
And sometimes you pick the wrong people for us. Yep. And it might be, I think we've said this before, it might be wrong for them too. It's no ill will on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I really feel like we're in a really good spot.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, everybody here, just even the conversation that we were talking about with Gaba and about, you know, everything that's going to be happening, mm-hmm. especially moving forward in the, you know, 2024 Ricky Henderson year.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Ricky Henderson year. Know what I mean?
But it feels great, pause, John. And it's just really an amazing feeling, pause, John. We out here for real. Yeah. Like I'm just seriously. Pause. We just really out here, and I love the fact that we're doing this pod. It definitely is therapy for us. Like I've said before, and we're able to. You know, this is our small way of
helping
y'all. Because again, Mike, the type of individuals that you and I are,
yeah.
we want to help the world.
Facts.
We would help every single person. Do we have the time to do that? Absolutely not. So this is the way that we're able to do it. Like what you said, zero mm-hmm. to a million,
yeah.
right? Business, life, this is all business, personal.
There's
so many different things that you got to deal with, and, you know, and we here.
And we can hit you with the numbers. I said, but because everybody's hitting you with them numbers, you know, 10% of this makes that, 100% makes this, 50, we could do all of those things, because we could break it down when it's time, but we think the reality aspect of it is what we want to give, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's more of like, the X's and O's is cool, I said, but we want to show actually the ups and downs, and also from a personal and from a business standpoint, how we operate in this system that we have. This system is very interesting, man.
This shit is crazy, bro, and the shit is fucked up.
Yeah,
the shit is fucked up. You know what's crazy is that people talk that talk, on the business side, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. People, yo, we got crazy budget.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy budget.
Got the crazy budget.
We got the crazy budget. Okay, cool. For the pod? Yeah. Nah, you guys great. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What's the budget?
Oh.
We're going to give you $100 for six mentions.
$100.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yo, so we, so we got hit up. currently, we've built, and we're built amazing podcast network. We have about 13 shows.
Yeah, it's about to be 16.
About to be 16. And we are now rivaling some individuals. People are watching us, which is amazing. Which for us, it's just like we're building, so it's cool. But this company came about, and clearly they saw the opportunity. They saw what was going on, and they reached out. And the numbers that our people are doing, opposed to what they offered, I didn't even send back an email because that's just like that just goes to show you how they try you. You know what I'm saying? And and what made it worse, it was a trial basis.
Yo, listen to me. Hold on a second. Y'all be slick. Y'all have a product, right? You got a product. Be like, yo, we're going to give you this. Oh, but this is the thing. Yo, and everybody paints this so perfectly, like it's beautiful. Hey, we'll send you money, and then you can just order it through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you order it, and the worst case,
you got
a free gift.
Yeah.
Nah, you just got to click.
Yeah.
You just got to order. Yeah. It's like prepaying for your CD sales.
Yeah,
CDs are old things that used to play music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to have those old little terms and shit like that. But the thing is that, yo, y'all, like what Don says, y'all not low, yo.
You're not low.
You're not low. Like, man. That's the thing is that some people be taking advantage of that shit. And it's not about, it's like, yo, whatever the math is, $100 divided by six, that shit is teenage numbers, B. That shit is under 20. You know what I'm saying? You can't even drink. The thing is, how you disrespect. We wouldn't even do that.
That's yo. And the crazy part about this is they sent an email without the number. So I responded like, yo, do you want the rates? And then they come back. I did that on purpose. And then when I seen that, I had to screenshot and I sent it into the chat like, bro.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I didn't even send any context after my screenshot. So that just goes to show you. He already knew what I was thinking. When I saw it, I'm like, bro. Are you serious?
You know what you should respond?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's the thing is, and listen,
that's funny.
I'm gonna go to the other side of the table. I'm not mad at y'all.
Yeah.
I just feel disrespected when it comes this way. Listen, you probably got a bunch of people that did that.
Yep.
And shout out.
Shout out to them.
God bless.
Yeah. God bless.
But not here.
Not here.
Right. That's the thing is, we know our value. We know our worth. Again, it's not just about the bread. We've spoken about this like crazy.
Yep.
But please don't come to this group, this pod network, this. Don't even come to this space.
With $100.
With it's this dub.
Okay. Because, yo, at the end of it all, everybody, we want to give you the best service.
Right.
And if you can, and listen. If a brand comes and it's the best they can do is $100, we're not the brand. We're not the people.
Right. You. Jeter has a pod.
Yeah.
Jeter has a pod. Yeah. My dog.
His dog got a pod. We just do that. But be respectful when it comes to, you know, wanting to push your brand on individuals that have, you know,
an numbers.
Influence and have an influence.
Yeah.
Because let's not even say numbers, because you know how we talk about the numbers skewed, but as far as influence, clearly they saw it that these individuals had influence is why they came at them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just don't know who was on that side. Right? Yeah. Be like, yo, send them, tell them you'll do this.
Yeah, it's like, and we understand startups, because we're one too, but startups also come with a budget.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And the thing is that we have to fight the, you know, kick down the doors for the people that we represent, and let's just say we took that, they're gonna be like, well, they can use that as a case study and be like, well, such and such got the same numbers and they took X, Y, and Z dollars for it. Now we just messed up the whole market
I was just gonna say it fucks up the whole industry. It's not even just about us. Like, that's the thing you gotta understand. Me and this man is the Malcolm and Martin of this influencer world, B.
Nah, man.
We out here.
Nah, man.
We out here.
It's a dream, bro.
it's for everybody. No, it's for everybody. We don't just literally just think. That's how much of Don and I think about others. It's literally we've taken on the industry, and that's what it's about. So imagine what we do for our creators and the people that are in this house. We can't sit there. We can't. We can't lower the mark. It's bro. It's just like with baseball.
Yeah.
It's just like with baseball. It's just like with sports. When the running back, outfielder, you know, Messi, anybody that gets a certain, it's like, okay, now everything is based off of that.
Yeah.
Like what you're saying is, if we sat there and took the 100, boom. Now they're not that big of a company.
Correct.
Whatever that is, but still, you got to get into these practices.
Yeah.
You got to get into these practices, and again. You know, I know people care about themselves. We're in this me society. That's the difference. Don and I flipped that M on its head,
yeah.
And we're back to a we society, at least here. That's what we're doing here. You know what I mean? And we have our own set of rules as far as for how we move. We think of people first. We think of humans first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't fuck anybody over. We don't do any of that, right? And we just, it's a safe place. And, like we said that.
And the thing is, though, when you find a good team, like with piggybacking, like with the safe space.
Yeah, yeah.
When you find a good team for your safe space, you know, treat them right. Like, do the best you can to treat them right. Be very transparent on your intentions. Don't use them, and don't think that because you're getting from them, that it's this is my luxury.
Right.
Because then when they have a request and you don't want to do it, then you start to act. You start to act. You know, your age, as they used to say back in the days.
Yeah.
You start acting your age. The thing is that all of these nobody got to help you. When you have a team of people that have the shared vision as you and want to help you and want to put the time and effort and all of this inside of pause. Hey, yo, you.
Woo! Yo, that took it.
Yo,
pause.
So. Do your best to really, 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 you know, nurture that relationship.
Yeah.
People really, you know, turn around and in Jamaica, they say they throw dirty water in your face. You know, they turn around or spit in your face, you know, figuratively speaking. But it's the facts. Like, people come around to be around for them only. And we're not, and you need to be able to create opportunities.
And the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they always say that, you know, people think that.
Yeah.
But what's that saying? It's like, it's greener where you water it.
Where you water it, yeah.
Right? Because that could look green.
Yeah.
That shit could be AstroTurf.
And that's an AstroTurf. It hurts.
But you can see the snakes.
Yeah.
You don't have to cut it.
You don't have to cut it, but it definitely hurts.
Yeah. No, but the thing is that when you water
your own
where you're at,
yeah.
It goes back to what we were talking about before as far as if you have something going on,
mm-hmm.
right? And even going back to, and this is, damn, we're going to bring Cheeks' head pause into it because we always end up bringing
like a Cheeks meter.
Yeah. but the thing is that like you said, hey, why do I invest over there when I should just invest into my own and facts. What's going on here? And I think when you have all of that energy and everybody investing to, mm-hmm. You're not going to get 100%.
No, never.
You know what I mean? But if you can get a good, especially the people, the architects and the people that are kind of the foundation.
Yeah.
Bought in.
Mm-hmm.
Watering their grass.
Yeah.
You water your patch. You water, because we can have a whole football field if everybody takes their 10 yards.
All day.
But if you got to sit there and we all got to water 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. You and I are those type of individuals.
Yeah.
If you ain't going to water your shit.
Don't.
It's good. It may take us longer.
We won't be there, though.
But that shit is going to be crazy because we're going to have a fucking rainforest up in this motherfucker. Dead ass, bro. Dead ass.
With waterfalls and all that.
100%. Because that's what me and you do. And in these 2-3 years, right, mm-hmm. as far as for what we're doing, we've realized we've been able to take a step back.
Yep.
Holy shit, this is dope.
Yep.
Are there things that we could have done? We probably could have cut this down to a year, yeah. possibly. And that's what I think we were trying to do with people and mm-hmm. different things. But Mike and Don, we the type of individuals that, if you ain't going to do it,
we going to do it.
If we don't know how to do it, we going to figure out how to do it.
And on top of that, too, we're going to, you know, tender love and care that TLC on the grass.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's being watered. That's what we're going to give it.
Yeah,
So we're not just running to somebody else's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And doing donuts on our grass.
Doing donuts on our grass.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, this shit is mad patchy.
That's a
look like it took an eight iron.
And sometimes, even with the patchy, it actually, you know, we fill that in and, you keep it pushing, man.
Yeah, because that's what we're
accustomed to do.
Yeah, because when you're running a business, right, yeah. like we are, and it's crazy too, the mindset, right? Recently, I've switched my mindset.
Yeah.
As far as having a lucrative hobby.
Yeah.
Into it's a full fledged
business,
legitimate business.
Got you.
And it's mindset, right? Mm-hmm. It's really, really mindset. And again, a lot of it I've had to deal with, even having a broke mindset.
Yep.
Shifting that.
Yep.
You know, we doing what the fuck we gotta do.
That's it.
And it don't matter, because like you said, the conversations that you and I have.
Yeah.
Bro, it'll be great. Sometimes it's not a day at a time. Sometimes it's a minute at a time, an hour at a time. You don't know.
No, at all.
And we just, that's why we're in the gym, not physical, but we good for
this. Working it out.
Good.
No, that's what I'm saying. And that's the best part about this, man, is that you start to realize who you are and who you're meant to become, right? So, you know, Matthew McConaughey?
Of course.
All right. So I saw something the other day that he said that he chases who he won an award, and I'm paraphrasing, but the last thing he said he chases himself, the 10-year himself, and he's never going to catch him, but he's always, that's who he chases. Mm-hmm. He's chasing the for him to be better. And I think that's what it is with us, even with business. We're chasing to being the better us, opposed to trying to be like somebody else.
Right.
And
right.
I think, and that's the biggest for us. And that's the example that we can set for our content creators, is that we are okay with being who we are. So you should be okay with being who you are, and do your best not to watch other people. Use it for inspiration.
Yes.
Not, you know, that your lack of something.
Right. And I think that's a whole other topic, bro. Word. Like, that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Is that y'all out there, if you want to be creative or whatever, how about anything that you want to do?
Yeah.
Y'all too consumed about what everybody else is doing, right? Learning things is one thing.
Yeah.
But comparing yourself and being like, damn. And bro, we spoke about that this morning.
Yeah.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But you got to catch yourself and be like, yeah, yo, this is in our time and the time that it's supposed to be, not, you know, we could sit there because we scroll
all day.
You know what I mean? We scroll and sit there and be like, damn, you could see somebody that you feel
mm-hmm.
is not number one at your level, where whatever. Damn, they got that. Or why? How are they doing that? Yeah. Why are they aligned with the? All right, cool. Like, you know, we've had these conversations, and it's our time. There's things that are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I would have never thought a year ago that we would have sat here talking, number one, doing a pod.
That's a fact.
And number two, sitting here of the things that we have worked towards.
Yep.
We've manifested this.
That's a fact.
We've worked towards it.
Yep.
And we're continually, every single pod, I have a word
mm-hmm.
that I have a problem with. It's like I got new lips. Pause.
Hey, yo.
But, you know.
But even with the pod, though. You know, we've in some of our latest videos we've had, just, I gotta big that up, bro. You know, like 700, you know, views.
Nah, man.
544 views, and
so we're not counting exact.
But yeah, we're not counting exact. That's exact. But let's just say some people, that's like, oh, that's low. For us though, our intentions weren't to be like these guys to have, you know, hundreds and millions of thousands of views. And millions of views, I should say. But if it happens, it happens. We're really doing this because we really wanted, it's a few things. We wanted to show people that we can do it.
Right.
And we can close your deals, do all the stuff, and then pump out content. And then number two, you know, the fact when even 500 people in a room, I'm looking at 500 people in a room, and I'm like, yo, that's a lot of people.
That's a whole lot of people.
And if we do 500 people in a room in 10 cities, that's a good tour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you never know what the future may bring, but. You know, we're appreciative of every single one of you guys. And, you know, I think guys is a plural for everybody, though.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For every
pronoun,
everybody, for everybody that watches and listens to us and gets some type of information, we appreciate you guys. It's definitely a humbling feeling. That's a humbling
100%.
Feeling. 100%. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's we wouldn't, you know, when you hear people like, yo, I heard your pod, and, yo, that was very interesting that you and Mike talked about. Those things for me, like just because people want to hear us speak is dope. And you know, I just want to take that time out and tell everybody thank you for the support. It's definitely a very, very much appreciative. It's crazy, man.
No, for sure. And we started, like we said, we were on that grind, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll have one person watch. Hopefully that one turns to two. That two turns to four, the four turns to eight, and you do the math the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really what it is. It's a time that you have to be in front of the camera for your brand. It's content for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's content for the company. Every time people see Mike Don, mm-hmm. you know, it's associated with this group, with the globe, with the logo. That's really why this is why we're doing this.
And shout out to our guy, Trader Truth. You know, we used to represent Trader Truth. That's our guy. He's the one that created, he was on live one day.
Yep.
And we was in his live, and he was like, yo, shout out to my management, Mike Don. So everybody thought it was like one person, right? So every time that Mike or Don, myself, I just like get, you know, announced, people like Mike Don. And
but we say that too.
We'll be like,
yo, because if you're talking to Mike Don.
It's just, it becomes like, you know, it becomes like one thing. So shout out to Trader Truth, man. Very amazing guy. And that's where it comes from, that Mike Don, man. It's hilarious.
Yo, that would be a fire album. Mike Don.
Mike Don.
And people think it's one person.
And it's two, really people. Two people. It's almost like what Victoria's Secret is really a man, isn't it?
What?
I thought so. That's what I heard. It was really a man that owns it.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. So it's like Victoria's Secret, you know, it's a man.
He be throwing me off.
You said
this dude's hilarious.
Yo, no, I'm just saying, you said Mike Don is really two people, like Victoria's Secret, it's really a man. Whatever.
Again.
I don't know, man.
The statements by my co-host do not reflect.
Yo, but you know.
Nah, this is great. This is great. Well, what you call it? All right. Let's do goalkeeper.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know what I'm saying? The last few times you've had me go first.
Yeah, so all right. Pause. But I'm gonna go first. I'm going down to see my in-laws. I wanna actually, almost like similar to Dren's last week. It's like have a safe ride there and back, but also spend some real quality time with the family.
That's Shawnee, right, Shawna?
Yeah, Mama Sean. Yeah,
she's the best.
Yeah,
Mama Sean, you are the greatest.
Yeah. And you know, and be down there. You know, is my wife's parents.
Yeah,
and we usually have a real good time. We have, you know, it's just some time that you sit and just really reflect on certain stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this time, thank God, I'm not going to be as sad as I was, you know, months and months before, a year before, given the fact that my wife's no longer here. But the thing is that we're able to enjoy the family time. And I think that's the goal for me. This time is to enjoy
the time
that I'm there. Forget everything else.
Right.
Enjoy the time. Enjoy the present. And really bask in the aspect of this is your life now. Mm-hmm. And we're moving forward. And so for my goal, I'm going to keep for myself, is just really enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And do my best to not have like a single moment of a teardrop.
But you gotta give yourself that.
When I say that, meaning I'm not trying to stop myself from going there,
right.
But in the sense of understanding that it's more so happy tears than anything else.
Yeah, no.
So that's all.
No, I get
just that. Just enjoying this goal.
So are you gonna do the McAllen or the Angels Envy?
Probably. I think I might do the McAllen. I did the Angels Envy last time.
Okay, so do McAllen. There's 12, 15, and 18. I'm a fan of the 15, but do the 12.
Yeah, I'm probably going. Either way, I'm going to bring him some.
Yeah, yeah.
My guy.
And that's Mama Sean and Crease and Desist, right?
Yeah, Crease and Desist. Yeah, so definitely. I'm bringing it down.
Yeah, definitely tell them I said what's up. I'll speak to you anyway. Well, we just got to act like I'm not going to speak to you. I'll tell them I said happy Thanksgiving.
And they're going to listen to the pod, too. So they listen.
All right,
so
Crease and Desist.
They're one of our listeners. One of our 100, probably.
So for me, I'm definitely, this is going to be challenging for me, right? So this holiday, you know, the trainer that I'm dealing with, he said he said something. He said, I know Thanksgiving is coming up. And remember, it's Thanksgiving Day, not Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
And that's something that I used to have a problem with because I would be, you know, in the eating right, of course, picking right around holiday time. And then it'd be Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'm like, and then Thursday is Thanksgiving. And then Friday, wake up. You know what I mean? And it just, fuck it, I'll start on Monday. I'm really going to focus because he was like, yo, don't be the guy that brings the meal prep to Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not doing that. But I want to stay super, super focused, right? This is going to probably be my goal for a weekly because I have to stick with this.
Nice.
I'm going to get my 10,000 steps.
Amazing.
Every day. And business-wise, I know we said one goal, but I just want to throw this.
Throw it in the hat. There you go.
I want to have at least a basis of a one sheet for the event.
Oh, yeah.
So that we, as far as for things that we're going to throw.
Yeah, we have something coming up.
We have something coming
special
up.
For our people.
For
our people that we love.
Members only.
It's a members only tip situation.
Yeah, so, but yeah, that's what I want to do. And then, you know, I'm going to have Mikey as my accountability partner and be like, yo.
Nah, that's dope. This dude is an action figure. This dude is a muscle man.
Yeah,
so
he's an action figure.
Listen, man. That's the episode of the FOTS. But listen,
subscribe.
Boop, boop, boop. Make sure you hit that ding. You go to the Instagram if FOTS FOTS. You know what I'm saying? Just go there. You know,
it's FOTS Pod though, right?
No, is it FOTS Pod?
It's FOTS,
well, FOTS Pod. My bad.
FOTS Pod and also IG at This Group Inc.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do. And also remember, just so you know. You can also listen to us. Download audio, Apple, Spotify, we're everywhere. If you don't want to see us, right? We do it in shape. You might not want to see us, but you want to hear us.
Man.
All right? Soon forward.
Soon forward. You heard?
Thank y'all.
Peace.
Peace.